I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon's president on Friday began pushing for safe zones in Syria that refugees can go back to. So far, Lebanon has taken in over 1 million displaced Syrians in tent cities. Christian Aid Mission Steve Van Valkenburg says Syrian adults are starting to find basic work in Lebanon, but it's the kids who suffer.
Typically, the kids fall through the cracks because the family's trying to survive. And even if you have a husband and wife there, still, they're probably both working, and the kids, if there's no school, they're running around during the day. There's all kinds of people preying on them, and there's opportunity for vices and drugs and trafficking. And so it's not a good situation.
So to help, Christian Aid Ministry partners in Lebanon just started 2 new tent schools for refugee kids. Pray for the teachers as they prompt gospel conversations. And every once in a while, we get to bring you a first. This first involves an out-of-the-way tribe near the border of Brazil and French Guiana called the Wayampi. Just a month ago, this small nomadic people group heard a Bible teaching program for the first time in their language on the radio. Transworld Radio's Steve Schantz tells us how this came about.
Silas de Lima has been working for decades. He's called as a missionary to the indigenous people of Brazil. And he made contact with the Wayampi and began to introduce the gospel message to them, and they're very receptive to it.
Pastor de Lima hosts the radio program so that he can keep on discipling the Wayampi wherever they are.
Pray full-heartedly to God for the program to be well introduced into the region, and that the message would be received into the hearts of people as they turn on the radios.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to work on the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.